Do you know where satellites hang out?
In space.
Do you know what part of the atmosphere that is referred to as?
No.
The upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
You made it to the upper atmosphere. Yeah. Do you know where space is?
Where?
Fucking way past that.
Well, I didn't make it to space.
Christ!
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Code.
You got your code for what?
Fucking Sunset.
Oh, Sunset Overdrive? That's nice. Read it out loud.
Give me the code for Sunset Overdrive.
Read your code out loud for no reason whatsoever.
Oh shit, I could have been playing this yesterday. What?
Good God, man.
Holy shit, do you know who the fucking creative director was in this game?
Who?
Ken Lobb.
That is, I know the name. What else has he done?
You'll know his gun.
Oh.
The Clob from fucking GoldenEye.
Oh, okay.
He was the creative director at fucking Rare.
Okay, L-O-B-B, that's right. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. That's cool.
Dude!
So, yeah. That's something we should talk about on the podcast.
Dude, whatever. I'm redeeming this code. Fuck you.
We're not doing the podcast?
Boy, you do whatever it is that you do for a little
bit. Why are we even at your house?
Just go fuck yourself for a little bit.
Here's the Video Destruct Podcast.
Oh, we actually started. Did you make siren sounds?
Yeah, I did. Hold on, let me get the air horn app on my phone here.
Yeah, I had the air horn app on my phone. I got bored with it real quick.
that's pretty bad.
You know, if something's made to annoy people and I get fucking bored,
shut the fuck up for a minute. Shh. Xbox, use a code.
Are you fucking serious? Happening?
I guess it's happening.
God damn it. This is the worst podcast. It's the worst podcast on the internet.
Leave this all on so they can hear his code.
Well, just
it only
it
uses
in.
Fucking by the time they hear this.
That's true.
It's true. It's already in.
We're not on a fucking Twitch stream. Somebody's not going to race me to it.
Oh, here we go. Speaking of Twitch streams, that happened over the weekend. You're not ready to talk about any of this.
No, fuck off for a little bit.
Okay, then. Hoss is redeeming his code for Sunset Overdrive, I guess.
Hoss is redeeming code for being an asshole.
Now, seriously, I know. Why are we even at
it? I already unlocked that achievement.
Long ago. Oh boy! So
I played a game that I have.
Did you?
That I've never played before, and I'm pretty excited.
What you been playing, Eric?
I played Dota 2.
Yeah, you've never played that one or mentioned it ever.
No, I was, you know, because I love Steam. I think Steam is amazing.
Steam's pretty
great. And their sales are ridiculous.
It's literally the only reason I play anything now.
Yeah.
It's because of Steam.
But there was a, it still could be going on, per this, us sitting here.
Yeah.
$2?
Yeah.
For Super Meat Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a $20 game.
That's a classic it's like a game.
Classic old? Yeah, I don't think it's old.
It's pretty old. I mean,
is it old? Is it?
It's like 5 years old, four.
Nah, I can't be that old.
It's like 4 years old. Three or four. Something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yeah. It's ridiculously fun.
Yeah, it is
super fun. I streamed it earlier today.
Yeah.
To the chagrin a word?
Twitch?
Well, it's to Twitch. Of course it's to Twitch.
Yeah.
But people actually watched it and, like, chimed in. I was pretty excited about it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Like, a billion team viewers. Or four.
Right.
Whatever.
Did you get the green screen working and everything? Is that...
I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't came in yet. Yeah, okay. I'm going to get the green screen. And then I got to find my webcam.
Yeah.
It's in a box somewhere. We moved in a house a year ago. I just still haven't unpacked everything. Like, it's called my Boxo technology.
Well, I guess I won't be needing Snapchat for a while.
Yeah. Well, chat roulettes are going down the fucking toilet. Who the fuck cares about a webcam? I mean, honestly, I just didn't use hook my webcam up because I'm like... internally freaked out by all webcams.
Right. You think they're spying on you at all times.
We're being told
right?
to shut up.
Xbox, use a code.
God damn it. Fucking god damn it.
I have another code. I mean,
what code do you need to use now?
None of your fucking
business. Is it a Forza code? It's a Forza code.
Is there really no interface?
Hey, look at us.
Is there really no interface other than to say that?
No, well,
I can
do
dig through menus, but why the fuck would I do that?
When we're
why stop a podcast? You know, when I can stop a whole podcast so I can say the words, use a code.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
If you think anyone is listening to this, you people are fucking lying to yourself.
We have lots of listeners, okay? There are like 12 people that download this thing.
Boom.
And
those 12 people count on
I was live on the internet for 24 hours this weekend, and we had a total of like 7 people watch us.
I don't know why we even include him on these things.
Dude, I don't know either.
I'm kind of done with it.
I've been trying to get you guys to stop for a long time.
We're not going to stop as much as we're just going to wiggle you out.
It's not, yeah. I
own the domain, so you can do whatever you want.
We're going to need that code.
Yeah.
Xbox, use the code.
We're going to need that. Don't fucking say that. It's going to stop him or something, and we'll be back down this rabbit hole again.
The rabbit hole of code using.
Alright, so...
I gotta send out some text messages, I'll talk to you guys later.
Fucking hate you so much.
That's all I did during the live stream. Yeah. Every time I looked up on the last... Like, when I was home, I was like, well, I'm gonna check it out and see how they're doing. Check a little Halo 4 out. They hadn't even started yet. And Hans was just on his phone.
Gus I have a really good phone.
Gus is over here typing out some stuff on the computer. Tyler is over here with his finger up his nose, and you were just leaving.
Right.
And, like, just every time Hans wasn't playing, he was on his phone. His stupid gold iPhone.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great phone, okay?
I guess.
And you hate the paint job on the new Call of Duty, but you got a gaudy-ass gold iPhone.
Paint job?
The paint job on the new Call of Duty Xbox.
Paint job. Yeah, that thing looks like shit. And first of all, like... I even hate the fact, like, the only reason I bought that fucking Halo Reach system, I'm a huge fucking Halo fan, the only reason I bought that is because it was silver, and I think silver's dope. I hate the fact that it says fucking Halo Reach on it. Game-specific hardware is fucking dumb.
I'm kind of in his wheelhouse there.
I'll buy a controller.
What about that?
As he holds up a Titanfall... specific controller.
Yeah, I'll buy a controller. I just don't like game-specific hardware, like actual consoles.
Yeah.
It's okay. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, all those dumb fucking 3DS. It's like, this one has Mario's dick spray painted on it. I don't like it. Go fuck yourself.
I did like that one, though. That was pretty cool. It was pretty good. As far as they go. What about that N64 Pokemon set?
Oh, yeah. It was yellow. It looked like a Pikachu.
That Pikachu one was dope. It was shaped like a fucking swimming pool. It didn't make any sense when you looked at it. Like, what the fuck is this thing?
How did I turn it on?
This is crazy.
Did you say, I choose you? And it just clicked. I don't know. It's very confusing.
And then you just take a hot shit on it. That's how you use it.
Pokemon Snap forever.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap is still an amazing game.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
You know, I've got the best idea for a video game.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that?
I didn't make this up.
Okay.
But I heard this on the internet, and it made perfect sense to me.
Okay, what's that?
Pokemon Snap. More Safari, less track.
Okay, yeah. So just an open world Snap Pokemon game.
Like an MMO RPG Pokemon Snap?
No, what?
I'm just wondering.
What? No.
Like multiple people running around snapping pics?
I mean, I wouldn't be against a, like, you know, 4-player, but I don't want like a million people out there scaring the Pikachus. Come on.
They're gonna trample the Pikachu.
I'm gonna get these hot upskirts and this coughing, and it's gonna be great.
Charizard's looking super sexy. You know it's a girl because she has a bow in its hair.
Need those Onyx picks, man. Gotta get them.
God, I've never been harder.
I get it. It's a rock Pokemon. I got it.
What?
All right.
So Haas has his code downloading Sunset Overdrive, which I'm assuming we're going to do when it finally downloads.
No, this is like a 50 gigabyte game. Like,
so it's going to be like days.
I mean, if you want to hang out until like 2 a.m, we can play.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't hang out with you for that long.
Yeah, we tried doing a 24-hour stream and it was awful.
I was really appreciative of when you guys left.
Were you? That's good.
Me and Gus just broing it up.
Well, good to know. I'm glad you invited me.
And then Tyler came over.
Thanks for saying come on. I think I was just invited because they needed my laptop. I really think that's what it was. Like, my Elgato, my laptop. It's the only reason I was.
We won't need you pretty soon.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, all right.
So. Thanks.
Well, I'll need your Elgato. Oh. But you don't own a console, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
But at some point soon, I guess around Christmas time, I'm going to buy a new Mac laptop.
Okay. Oh, there cool. you go. Awesome. Sounds good.
To do what? Put in codes on podcasts?
My fucking phone's for. I could. That's kind of the cool thing about one of the newest Xbox updates is that you can load up Smart Glass on here to type in codes. I probably should have just done that.
Well, probably.
That probably telling you better than
shut the fuck up.
Then shut up on a podcast. Quit talking. Quit talking so I can put in this code.
How long are we into this podcast?
Pretty long. So we're just gonna keep going.
Nine whole minutes.
Nine whole minutes of really nothing. So
entertaining, nothing. I think.
I would hope so.
Well, anyway,
I think that's overselling it.
I played the Super Meat Boy game. If you haven't played it,
right,
$2. Go play it.
Good
times. It's really fun.
Yeah,
it's like a stupid amount of. There's so much blood.
Right.
Everywhere.
Oh yeah. It's.
And I failed on this one level like a billion teen times.
Yeah.
That's
what you do in that game. You fail.
Yeah. It was real dumb. And I didn't know that, because it always shoots a replay after you die.
Right.
Or after you complete the level. And it'll show, and I never watched it. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch a fucking replay of me just doing what I did.
Yeah.
But the one that I did it like a billion teen times, because I was streaming it, I was kind of doing some commentary. But like, man, that was real hard. And I noticed in the replay, it shot out every time.
Yeah.
That I did it, and it played it all at once, like a bunch of ghosts. So there was there was like
so,
50 Meat Boys
just
failing fucking
everywhere.
And then my one successful one just blowing past him. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny.
At what point does he become a meat man?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is the main villain is a baby and a robot.
Dr. Baby keeps
trying to steal your girlfriend.
And he's like Dr. Baby and then his name?
Yeah, something like stupid Dr. like that. And your girlfriend's a girl. She's a meat girl because she has a bow in her hair.
Well, no, she's Bandage Girl. And that's,
she's Bandage Girl?
Yeah, that's
I thought she was
thing.
A meat girl.
No, she's a Bandage Girl. She's in bandages and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
it didn't
why.
Really give me too much story.
Yeah. Well, I
it
got
showed, this, it showed the baby going into the thing.
Right.
And then a girl that I'm assuming that I loved.
Yeah.
And then he took her. And then it's like, start the game! I was like, oh, okay.
You assumed you love her because it was like, well, she's a girl.
Yeah, wait. She's me with a bow. Clearly, this is how this works in video game land.
Showing.
Did you just make a Wayne's World reference?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Wayne's World's pretty good, right? That was a good movie.
Let's watch Wayne's World. Can you watch Xbox Wayne's World? It's not working.
Yeah, this thing's a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck y'all. No wonder it's $50 off. Jesus.
Oh man.
Fucking like PS4 is still out selling it and has no games.
Mm.
Tell us things, Haas.
Yeah. So what did you play, Haas? Play anything over the weekend? Maybe. Anything at all? No?
Not
for 24 hours at all?
You didn't play anything yesterday?
Yeah.
Streaming it on a console?
I was at live stream.
A giant controller?
I was at live stream. How'd that go? I was only here for about 4 hours of it, I think. And I watched maybe 2 other hours of it from the stream itself. And it seemed like it was going pretty okay. Hit the goal. That was nice.
It was really long.
Yeah, it was.
It was...
At what point do you think you kind of collapsed and just like
I did the KIT, keep it together.
Right.
I started to fall apart at like hour 12. I was very tired. I went into this stream like I had gotten like 5 or 6 hours sleep the night before.
Right.
But I was on like 6 days of like ragged sleep before that.
Sure.
So. Even though I was coming into it fairly refreshed,
right,
I still wasn't all there.
Of course, yeah.
And about 12 hours in, I realized I hadn't eaten since I woke up, and all I had consumed was energy drink. And I was getting, like, what I can only describe as, like, near heart attack sweat or something.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
My blood sugar was kind of off.
Right.
Like, it was just weird. I started feeling really weird. I've never felt that way in my life.
Really?
And I don't have the diabetes or anything because I just had my physical a week ago.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine,
guys. Perfectly fine. There you go. That's it.
So, that means that I'm good to go for my next... My next journey, November 1st.
What's your next journey? November 1st is what?
Is...
use words.
Hardcore gym and diet time, and...
oh.
I want to wrestle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's been wanting to do this.
I thought you'd already done it. Be a manager or be a wrestler?
Yeah. No, be a wrestler.
You want to be a wrestler.
He wants to be a wrestler.
I want to wrestle.
And I think this is a dangerous thing for all of us, because the bug might get caught.
Well,
that's true. You already want to.
You're going
to
catch in.
I know, right? I'm going to catch in.
Let's all do it together.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
Team VD.
Team VD.
Anybody who knows me
right
knows that, like, I have... kind of like an addictive personality in some ways.
Not to podcasts, apparently.
Yeah. Shut up, I gotta put in a code.
Shut the fuck up, you guys. I need you guys to fucking leave.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck off for a bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I think, and I've set a timer on myself. By 35, I'm never gonna do this again.
Right.
I'm giving myself 4 years.
Okay.
Four good years. I don't want to go out and win any titles or do any dumb shit. I just want to go out and have a really good time doing something really fucking stupid.
That's wrestling.
That's wrestling.
That's independent wrestling.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going into this 100% like, I don't want to be like anybody's guy or,
yeah, right,
you know, fucking, I'm coming into this to just do something really fucking stupid.
I will train you the best I can.
That is...
young Padawan.
That is honestly probably the best attitude to have.
Yeah.
Because the politics in wrestling are bullshit.
It's really going to piss you off.
Even on the smallest of levels.
You say no.
Yeah. Even on the smallest...
as long as I can get a booking, that's all I care about.
Right.
If I'm like... if I know that, like, I'm better than half the people on that show and I'm not getting booked at all, it's going to be like... the fuck, guys?
That's how it works.
That's how it works, man.
That's how it works.
That's how you get banned from places.
You go to the promoter and say, can I get in that ladder match?
So good.
I just want to get booked at all. I don't care if I'm getting squashed. I actually think I could take a squash really well.
Oh, I've taken squash.
I'm a tiny man.
Yeah.
I've squashed Brandon many a time.
Dude, taking a job is the best thing ever.
It's real fun.
It's the best thing to take a job. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not a mark. I don't care for myself. I'm not a mark for myself. I don't give a shit. Anyway, this is Schmozcast talk. I don't think anybody cares about this, do they?
Well, yeah, so November 1st is...
so that's your...
That's your start date.
That's your start date, man.
Well, there we go.
I haven't had a beer in like 25 days.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah.
For the right reasons.
The right reasons.
I was there for those reasons. It was pretty retarded.
Those are the right reasons.
When you have 240s duct taped to your hands,
you know something's going wrong.
And you can't pee until they're all gone.
It was honestly the most foreboding... party picture I've ever seen in my life was all five of you guys just sitting there, all with 40s taped to your hand, and it's like, this isn't going to end well.
It wasn't a bad time. It
right.
was just the next day it was real awful.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I will say, everybody finished and nobody got sick.
Yeah.
But from the sounds of it, pretty much everybody had a bad next morning. I had a real bad next morning.
Like, I was... functional,
right?
But I've done this before, so like I knew it was gonna happen. So I went out when I went to Thornton's to buy the fucking $12 in duct tape because Haas fucking texts me. He's like, we have no duct tape.
I thought I had duct tape in the truck.
Can you stop and get duct tape? I'm like, well, I'm already on my way. Fuck it. And I go to Thornton's. I figured they might have a little roll of duct tape, but they had like little rolls of duct tape. And they were like $2 a piece. I'm like, well, Jesus, I guess I need like three rolls. Fuck. I guess that might work for me.
They're all in my kitchen and you still need them, man.
Yeah, they're all there.
It's okay. I got duct tape. And then as I'm driving here, I remember that I have duct tape in my trunk, not for sketchy reasons, but fuck you.
Dude, I ain't judging.
But fuck you, that's why the duct tape.
And then he fucking texts me, oh, we don't need duct tape, hope you didn't buy any.
Well, they showed up with duct tape.
Didn't know that was going to happen.
That's like a lot of really weird inside baseball, but
some duct tape.
We don't have video.
Let's just kind of run down real quick.
Okay.
On the 24-hour stream.
Yep.
We beat Halo Reach in 2-player on Legendary.
Yep. That was pretty brutal.
That was Gus and I.
Y'all died a lot. I was here for the majority of that.
That was surprisingly more difficult than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Dead.
Yeah. Dead. That was probably my favorite part of it was the fact that you had a code.
No, mine was pup tent.
But yeah. The pup tent footage will be used. That will happen. I don't know how, but I have to figure out how to get all that down.
Just find all the pup tents and just cut them and put them in the thing.
It's like 18 fucking hours
of
shit.
So we did that, and then we just kind of sat around for about an hour and ate pizza and were disgusted at the idea of playing any more games.
Well, while we were eating pizza, Gus was playing V-V-V-V-V-V-V.
Yeah, he did like two different runs of V-V-V-V-V-V.
Yeah, he did a note.
I'm really glad I told Gus about that game.
Yeah.
Because that turns out, I think that's like his favorite game ever.
It's probably his favorite game ever. I was watching him play. It was kind of mind-boggling. I've played that game. It's one of the few games I've played.
It was on sale on Steam a year ago for like 99 cents. And I was like, hey, everybody buy this game. And Gus bought it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he's...
It's rad.
It's all he plays.
He plays a lot of that game.
Yeah,
he's a daily V session.
Yeah,
he's constantly dropping the vagina every day.
I do like that game's site name. You know what it is?
What?
V6timesinarow.com. They didn't bother to get the VVVV.com.
V6timesinarow.com.
It's pretty all right.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, he did a completion run, a speed run technically, and then he did a 100% completion run.
We know why it's called VVVVV, right?
Well, they're all named V, and it looks like spikes.
Yeah,
so.
It looks like spikes.
Yeah, so it's like, and all the characters have V in the name, so. But yeah.
So then Gus did that. I just sort of dicked off for a while. And then
texting on his phone, tell people shut up.
You played Miss Explosion.
Yeah, I played some Miss Explosion, man. And then Tyler came over and had his Xbox.
Right.
He brought another 360. We pulled a TV out from the bedroom, so that there were now yet another giant monitor in the living room.
There were six screens at one point.
Yeah, it was a lot. Laptops.
Are we counting the laptop? Two.
Yeah.
Two screens. Three screens for his
four, five, six. Six
for the laptop.
Yeah.
Six screens.
Six screens. It's pretty.
I can't explain how when I first walked into this house how fucking hot it was. Where it's just you two over here steaming playing Halo, and it's just smoke just pouring out. And the second you open that window, I was like, oh, it's so much better.
That's much better.
If you're sitting in it, you don't think about it, but when someone walking in, you're like, it's a sauna in here.
Yeah. Our bodies had long since adjusted to that. And I'd already accepted that, like, considering my body had only had energy drink in it up until that point, I was like, a little sweating's probably going to be natural.
Right.
That's probably just going to happen.
That's probably going to happen. Probably can't afford
that. My body's just probably just going to do that.
I knew it was all energy drink when first thing Haas said to me when I sat down, I was like, hey, you want a Monster? I got Monsters in the fridge. You want a Monster? All right, we'll get you a Monster if you want one. I was like, I'm good right now. I got some water.
Yeah. I've still got Monsters in the fridge.
Yeah.
They'll probably be there for a while.
I'll take one before I leave. I might need one tonight.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you ever wanting one again after that day.
363 days from now, I'll probably have about four or five. Dude, I... I really regretted halfway through the stream that I didn't go get some Slim Jims and those Super Sours. So I could just burp on Eric.
Oh, God, that was the worst burp.
Oh, that was awesome. Every one of those burps was the best burp. I think we've told this story on the podcast. But, well, I think it was on the wrestling podcast. We went to go watch Ring of Honor's Best in the World. And,
right.
I had a Rockstar Super Sour Green Apple Energy Drink and the biggest Slim Jim that they make, and that was all I had consumed.
It was like
that
a
day.
Pound of Slim Jim. Fucking disgusting.
A pound of compressed long meat.
Yeah.
Of dried meat.
Jesus
Christ. We're driving down the road, and like 30 minutes later, I'm like, I got a burp coming up. So I'm being kind. I'm going to squelch this thing.
Right.
So there's no sound. But I burp, and I'm like, well, that smelled kind of weird. And Eric just starts making this.
What is that?
I almost wrecked the car.
it was kind of swervy at that point.
I hit the little things on the side of the road.
What was that?
And you let me smoke a cigarette in your car because I think you were convinced that it would make my breath not smell that way.
It would get rid of the smell of the belt.
Why don't you smoke a cigarette in my car because you just kept going on about it.
We were in traffic and I needed a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that traffic sucked. That
we were going to be late, though.
Yeah,
so.
Shut up. Anyway.
No, we were going to be on time, and guess what?
We were.
We were on time.
Because of my amazing driving.
Yeah, that's it.
You did not... I was...
I feel like he got shot, like, in the brain. It's just like a sniper.
I'm not going to get pulled into another one of these fucking Eric...
Agreed.
...time waste portals that I always seem to get fucking pulled into.
It's true. Let's not do that.
It's like when you put a portal on the floor and a portal on the ceiling...
And you just keep...
And you just keep infinitely falling through. That is a conversation with Eric.
Yeah. It
not
it
all
happens.
Conversations.
Most the ones where you're convinced that you're right, which is like every conversation.
It's not true at all. It's just a character.
Yeah.
If I have to hear that one more time...
I know. It's literally the worst
I'm going
thing
to kill myself.
He can say. It's the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing ever.
It's not a character. It's Eric Schmidt. That's just you.
Fine.
I can totally...
I'm going to straight shoot this. I'm going to be Tony Schiavone for this podcast.
You're going to be Schiavone?
I'm going to Schiavone it up.
You're going to be the straight man for this one?
How's everybody doing today? Good?
Doing pretty all right.
Good. Y'all look well.
All right, good.
That's the least genuine thing you've ever said to me. And I've watched you blatantly lie to my fucking face before.
Have I lied to your face before?
Fuck yeah. You
when?
Lie to me all the time. You're like,
when?
Yeah, I went to space. Son of a
I
bitch.
I thought it was space.
God.
But it doesn't...
Do you know what space is?
So
I
wait.
Broke the atmosphere.
So wait, you actually never did make it to
we
space?
No, he admitted it.
We talked about it. No, I thought it was fucking space. And then,
do you know what the definition of space is?
The sky was no longer blue, it was black, and I thought I was in space, and then my ship exploded.
Do you know where satellites
hang
out?
And I figured it was close enough.
Let me ask you, do you know where satellites hang out?
In space.
Do you know what part of the atmosphere that is referred to as?
No.
The upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
You made it to the upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
Do you know where space is?
Where?
Fucking way past that.
Well, I didn't make it to space.
Christ!
Space!
Well, I didn't make it to space.
Oh my gosh. That's
pretty close.
That's funny.
And you
fucking
lied to me!
I did not. I said I made
for
it to space.
For months you lied to
I said
me.
I made it to space. I thought that was space.
Yeah, that technically is not a lie.
I thought
he
it was
space. Wrong, but it's technically not a lie.
That's like saying, like, I went to Japan last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Guam. It's but, almost close to Japan.
But if you thought it was Japan, you weren't lying, is what I'm saying. It's not true, but you weren't lying.
So you're saying North America is India because it was the best of intentions. is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he wasn't lying when he said he made it to India because he thought it was India. He wasn't just lying about
it.
Yeah,
but we don't still call it that.
I know.
Because he figured out he was wrong.
I know. He was wrong.
And I came forward with that information.
Yeah. 4 months later.
I just found out. I just turned
I think the only
out.
Reason...
I picture him reading a friggin' science book, like, oh, the upper atmosphere isn't space at all. And he closes it and comes and discloses
it. I was enlightened about space.
Some new things have come to light, you guys?
So I learned something.
I went to the planetarium for my nephew's birthday, found out, not space.
Not space at all. It's weird, right?
Yeah, the tour guy gave an entire dissertation on how the upper atmosphere is not actually space.
And as we careen off this...
it's about video games.
No, as we careen off this portal loop that Haas promised he wouldn't get roped into.
Yes. Christ. It was all a trap. Motherfucker.
You fucker.
It was a different one. He does that. He sets up multiple ones and he just falls into another. It's amazing how he does it.
Well, I did some other things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Outside of the stream was fantastic. We beat Halo 4. It was
beat Halo 4. Yep.
I almost...
You ended up beating Halo 4.
We did. On Legendary.
Cool. Nice. On Legendary. Wow.
Three player.
Crazy. That's awesome.
It was great. We had hours to spare after that.
Yeah, right.
And we beat Halo 4 in like 4.5 hours.
Shows how out of practice you were with Reach.
Reach was just a way harder game.
Is it really? Yeah, that's interesting.
Four was... You can tell that was a restart of the series, and also the environments tend to be smaller. And,
right, yeah.
It was... Man, this game's still a looker, though. Halo 4,
right?
Yeah. Best looking 360 game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I did that. Finished stream, went to sleep. Sunday night, I kind of went whole hog on playing a bunch of Killer Instinct Season 2.
Really? Yeah. What's in the package of Season 2? I don't know.
Well, Spinal. As of right now, Spinal. No, he's in Season 1.
Oh, he was in Season 1. He was an add-on.
Yeah, Fulgore and Spinal and all those dudes were in Season 1.
Right.
Combo?
TJ Combo is the first character for
Combo.
Season 2. Maya comes out soon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they released an update for Killer Instinct.
She's from Gold, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. That game is no longer 720p. It's 900 now.
Ooh, there you go.
And they took some of the blur effect off, and the enhanced detail combined with less blur effect, that game looks phenomenal.
Really? That sounds good.
You liked it before, so, wow.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. I might break down and buy one of those Mad Cat sticks. Because I can't see myself... devoting much more time with it,
right.
Without honing a stick.
I'm a
stick guy
for arcade.
The Xbox One controller has a great D-pad. It
right.
really does. But I've never played fighting games except for Mortal Kombat on a controller. You know, I even had an arcade stick for like my Super Nintendo to play Street Fighter on.
Yeah,
I could play Mortal Kombat all day on a controller, but.
Right.
Not Street Fighter. And this new Killer Instinct is... It's like a sloppy Street Fighter.
Right.
It's less sloppy than Killer Instinct used to be.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct used to be kind of a fucking sham. Killer Instinct 1 and Killer Instinct 2 are a fucking joke. They're bad.
Mm.
They're not tight. They're for schlubs that like fucking Soul Calibur. Like, the guy you know...
You guys slumming it at Soul Calibur.
The guy you know who's really into Soul Calibur and Smash Brothers probably really liked Killer Instinct.
I like Smash Brothers, y'all.
But they're not, like, good at all. Like, or for adults. Or anyone who understands how video game works.
Really? You don't think having fun is the point of a video game?
Dude, what fucking universe do you live in? It's about winning. And displaying that I am dominant. And Smash Brothers is dumb. Like, fucking, now we got Waluigi whipping his dick out or whatever. Yeah. Like, who gives a shit?
That's pretty much it. The Waluigi. But the Waluigi dick upload was really good. I like
That's
that.
It. Yeah, we got all these Princess Peach upskirts. Do you remember when that fucking one came out for the Wii?
I do.
That's the fucking people that you're hanging out with when you're playing fucking Smash Brothers, all right? Are you okay with that?
I'm pretty okay with that.
I hope you're okay with that.
I'm all right with that.
Because I'm not fucking okay with that.
We were just talking about Bayonetta's ass, like, before this
you
podcast.
You guys were!
No, you said that ass, too.
That ass, though.
No, I said her posture is really fucking weird.
Oh, okay.
Like, have you seen her posture in that game? Yeah.
Well, she has gigantic legs.
It's like she's being crucified. The way that her entire body arcs like a seahorse?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's pretty rad.
That game's fucking dope, though.
Is it good
so
game?
After I played a whole shitload of Killer Instinct,
right,
I ended up getting myself a copy of Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U. Save that franchise.
I would assume we will probably get some footage of that after this.
Okay.
I think that is...
good game, a decent game, a use your words, Hoss. It's a podcast.
That's a video game.
Okay, then. Ooh, what if Bayonetta is in the new Smash Brothers? Would you play Smash Brothers then? That'd be all right.
No,
because they're adding more people.
I didn't play the one that had fucking Snake in it. I really like Metal Gear.
Did you know they add more people every time? It's pretty awesome how they do that.
So does every other fighting game. Why don't I just go fucking play BlazBlue like somebody who doesn't have a home or anyone who loves them? Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Oh, I love that you take offense to anyone enjoying something.
Have you ever met me?
I know.
If I can't love it, no one will.
No one will love it. Oh, I can love it. I just don't.
I just will never. Just never.
If everyone loves it, Oz hates it.
Yeah. Is TJ Combo not the most lazy name for any fucking character ever? It's like, your game's about combos, so we should name TJ Combo. Make him boxer. It sucks. It's the worst. He was always the worst character, too. No, wait, probably the Indian guy was probably the worst character.
Whoa, you just dissed my two favorite characters.
Really?
Thunder and fucking TJ Combo.
Yeah, Thunder is like, whatever. He looks cooler on this one, at least, because he was boring on the other one.
I always wanted to be a Balrog kind of guy.
Right.
In Street Fighter.
Right.
I always ended up being a Honda kind of guy. I couldn't do charge characters very well.
Right.
But I got really good at Honda.
There you go.
Because everybody fucking played Ryu and Ken and Akuma. And
everybody played them.
Like, I was probably better than the average person at, you know, well, than, like, my friends.
Sure.
Like, I was better than most of my friends.
Sure.
At Ryu and Ken and shit like that. But the problem was everybody knew your moveset.
Yeah.
It's
true.
So, like, you'd still win a lot, but matches were way closer than they should have been.
Right.
And you were way too liable to fucking lose. So, I ended up picking up Honda. And my buddy picked up Dhalsim.
Right.
And we would go to arcades and fucking wreck people because they had no idea how to fight a Honda or a fucking Dhalsim.
Right.
Dhalsim.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Yoga Flame.
Did I ever tell you the Dhalism story?
The Dhalism story? No.
No.
What's the Dhalism story?
I remember in high school calling Dhalism.
Instead of Dhalsim, he called him Dhalism. Yeah. As
coincidentally,
if it was...
he was the same dude who the first time he saw Ryu throw a fireball at an arcade that I wasn't at.
Right.
He was the first person I knew to actually see Street Fighter 2.
Right.
He came back and was like, "Yo, man, that guy's got a gun." And Dhalism has stretchy arms.
And Dhalism has stretchy arms. Because, you know, guns usually fire giant fireballs from your palm.
I don't know if you're getting an accurate representation. This guy wasn't smart at all.
Right, got it. Got it. Dhalism. It's like some kind of strange religion.
Dhalism sounds like some kind of fetish.
That's true. Yeah, it does, actually.
I wasn't going to go there.
I went to Dhalism.
And Dhalism. Mm. Mm. It's sort of like being a Wiccan. But anyway.
So fun
there are a lot of Wiccans that listen to this
podcast. Are there?
Upwards of 3 out of our 10 listeners are probably Wiccan. Wiccan descent.
Random fact I learned last night with my... law enforcement friends.
What's that?
The FBI has put out that there are no less than 300 semi-truck serial killers on the road today. just to make you feel safe.
What?
Why are you driving, listening to this?
Wait, does he kill semi-trucks?
No, people who drive semi-trucks, there's at least 300 of them that have committed murder.
That have committed murder.
Like, from like hitchhikers and random road people.
Why do they have these statistics?
I don't know.
I can't get hard if I don't kill a fucking hitchhiker.
Yeah, seriously, right? Yeah. Like, what... Like, do they have, like, other statistics on them? Like, how many of them wear clown makeup while doing this? Like, what are the creepy...
No less than 85%.
Clown makeup. God, that's horrifying.
Fun fact.
Yeah, seriously. Make an infographic out of that one. Just to make people feel better.
Podcast. The Venn diagram of truck driver and serial killer, just one big circle.
All of it.
One leads into the other eventually.
Wow.
No, it's slightly askew. It looks like the line on the right is just a little bit too heavy, and there's an arrow pointing to that right side. Just says your Uncle Fred. That one guy.
The one guy.
I want to see one of those flow charts.
Yeah, right.
Serial killer semi truck flow chart.
And it just flows right back to itself.
Everything just goes back into itself.
Serial killer.
It's like
semi.
Diesel, gasoline, semi truck, long hauling, murder, all the way back to diesel gasoline.
I feel like they all have convoys together, and they all just like they're all murderers now. I'll never look at semi truck workers again. Oh, it's the same way.
Yeah,
nuts. That's good crazy. Times. Good times.
What have you played, Brandon?
I played Legend of Korra, the video game. It's pretty okay.
Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty alright. Platinum love, games.
Love
so the combos are solid and everything.
Is that about fish?
It is not about fish.
That's koi.
Yeah.
I think it's koi.
Koi. Yeah. Yeah.
Koi. This is Korra.
Yeah.
She's an avatar.
Don't try to explain it.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, don't
wait, is that the game I got 1,000 achievements
from? You remember that game you got 1,000 achievements from? It's the sequel series to that TV series.
So do you jam B a lot until you get 1,000 achievements?
You don't. It's done by Platinum Games, so the combos are actually pretty intuitive and cool. So, yeah. But it's good gameplay. I enjoy it.
Is that like a Bamco Namdai joint?
Who's making that? Bamco Namdai. No, it's Platinum Games and Nickelodeon Studios is doing that.
But I mean, who's publishing it?
Is
that Bamco Namdai?
Bamco Namdai. Stop saying that.
We don't know.
We don't know. I'm not sure who is.
No words.
Quick worldliness.
Those aren't the right words. It's throwing me off.
Bamco Namdai?
It's not the right words.
I mean, they put out like
it's
the
not
Namdai.
Quit confusing.
Man, whenever someone comes in to pick up a Naruto game, I'm like, man, you've never fucked anyone, have you? I look at them right in the face, and I'm just like, I'm handing them their receipt, I'm like, you've never experienced vagina. They're like, what? I'm like, have a good day.
On the spot where you're supposed to circle, take this survey, you write, go to this website.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
This is the worst podcast ever.
This is my favorite podcast.
I think it might be mine, too.
Take our survey and then call somebody.
And then call someone about your drive.
Here is a number where you can get some lubricant oil.
Yeah.
No more dry dick for you, son.
Yep.
You look like you got a chapped dick. I mean, if that was
dusty
to throw a dart at a dick, I bet yours is chapped.
How many girls come in and pick up Naruto?
Never happened.
All right, just checking.
No.
Zero.
Oh, stop. Man, you think the Naruto people are fucking sad and virgins? Look at those Dragon Ball people. Oh, shit. Because they're older and sadder.
Do any more of those
fatter?
Do they wear the Dragon Ball, like, the button-up short-sleeve shirts that have fire?
Like,
and...
No, they're like fucking those rayon, like, silk-screened, like,
man
screaming in a hole.
Right,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Those things, yeah.
Those fucking rayon, like, shit. Like, he's draped in a silken Goku when he comes in the door.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, those screen print things. Those were, like, the raddest thing in high school when I was...
No, they weren't!
No, I'm saying, that to the nerds is what I'm saying, and they were awful.
That JNCO jeans?
Yeah, it was not good.
I JNCO jeans when I was in high school.
Good fucking guy.
I was in a metal band, of course.
Why don't you take you and your fucking giant ball chain necklace and go fucking choke yourself?
Yeah, but you gotta think, this was like 97. This was like pre-Hardy Boys, man. This was before Jeff Hardy ruined everything I ever loved.
Thanks, Jeff.
You ruined JNCO jeans, ball chain necklaces, and fucking makeup. All makeup.
He wears JNCO jeans, he's got a chain wallet, and he fucks his sister. Oh, that's everybody I know now who wears JNCO jeans.
There you go.
Gross.
All right, then.
What next?
We've offended just about everyone, I think, at this point.
News! Let's take the piss out of that Minecraft for a while. Yeah,
let's,
people like that.
Let's, yeah.
I don't
that. You do. That was your first time playing. It wasn't it?
Yeah, it's bad.
You didn't like it, huh?
Real dumb.
Why?
Fair enough. I would rather have someone take a shit on my balls and play that game again.
Fair enough. Well, it's kind of late to be getting it, isn't it? Because, I mean,
that doesn't mean that it's like any less good. It's not everything. Like, oh, I already had all the spoilers done
but
for me.
I'm just saying, it's like you already know how to craft anything, so.
No, I don't! But, I don't know anything about that game!
Well, I don't know.
I don't even know how to build anything. I just walked around for like 10 minutes and went, I have people that love me and I have to go.
I started punching a tree.
I almost bought a silken Goku shirt. I had to go,
yeah,
man.
I didn't leave there, yeah. I played maybe 10 minutes of one of those stupid ass Dragon Ball Z Budokai games, and
I always like.
Remember we rented them when we went to your fucking parents' house.
They're not.
And we
good.
Were super excited because we love Dragon Ball Z. And we ran in. And we're like, this is gonna be fucking great.
And it
we
wasn't
in the fucking PlayStation. We're like, here we go.
Wasn't
the
good.
Fuck is going on?
Couldn't control it.
Like, I mean, your guy, you know, everybody in Dragon Ball Z could fucking fly, but to fly, you had to hit like
you had to punch a guy into there.
You couldn't
just
even
jump. Couldn't just jump into the air.
Punched into the air, and then you were flying, and then you couldn't figure out how to get back down to attack.
I always liked Penelope. He was my favorite guy.
Yeah, he was all right. He's a pretty good guy. Anyway.
That is like Dragon Ball person, right? Penelope?
No, it's not. It's
Piccolo.
Piccolo's the guy.
He's green.
He's the green guy, Piccolo.
Yeah. Penelope is my favorite.
The guy with the Mrs. coat.
Penelope.
Yes.
The guy with the Mrs. coat. You know, he's like,
he had the Mrs. coat?
Whatever the, yeah, that, oh, that,
man.
That thing, yeah.
I want a silk shirt of that guy.
And I want to meet you for your birthday next year.
Fuck yeah.
I want a Penelope silk shirt.
Penelope.
Do you guys make the Penelope shirts in size shame tarp? That's what I mean.
That would be probably the greatest conversation to overhear is you like running into a Dragon Ball Z fan with cool shirt, but yeah, Penelope. And he just like stops.
He immediately
and, like,
fucking rages.
Like his head almost explodes as you just continue on.
Wear one. Get one. Wear it to work. And then just mess up everything about it.
He just collapses to his knees screaming.
It's going
to
be like that.
Like, I'll be like, over 7,200!
It's over 10,000, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Dude's gonna fucking throw up from anger.
It's that Clerks team up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Puking. Oh, man. So, yeah, I actually played something. It's very good. In fact, I'm going to be playing a lot more pretty soon because we've got a new show coming up on the website thing that we're doing.
Yes.
That Haas apparently doesn't want to be part of
Haas
anymore.
Quit, officially.
Haas is officially quit.
This is his 2 weeks notice.
This is his last show.
Yeah. Haas will from now on be a guest.
I gave you fuckers 24 hours of content. Stretch that over the next 365 days. I'll see you fuckers.
I actually can just export the whole thing within 15 minutes. Increments.
Yeah, yeah, but like every 5 minutes, he's just gonna be like,
yeah. There'll be like 3 episodes of him just
playing on his fucking phone. That'd
be what's sad is that during the stream,
yeah,
I was playing Threes
on your phone.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, whenever there was nothing going on and there wasn't like a text message, I was just like playing Threes.
Wasn't that plugged on one of the E3 things? Like, that, ooh, Threes is coming to one of our things.
It's coming to the Xbox One, but the cool thing about Threes coming to the Xbox One,
right?
You can play it and snap.
I don't know.
You know how, like, you can snap, like, your friends list? Like, Xbox, snap achievement.
Oh, right, snap into that. Gotcha.
And it'll snap it to the side.
Okay.
Well, you can snap Threes
so you can
and
just
fucking
snap
play it there.
It's not
that's
bad, I guess.
So the rest of it could be like fucking TV.
So instead of turning on your phone, you can just...
You can just say,
what if you're one of those, like, fucking transient hobos who doesn't have a fucking iPhone?
One of those
like,
guys.
Like, I bought an Android. Woo!
what if you're one of those guys who has...
D4 sounds like a porn.
That's Dark Dreams Don't Die.
I get it, but it's
rated NC-17.
Yeah. Right. So it is a porn. That's a,
that's we talked about that last week. You should have listened to the podcast.
I mean, I listened, but I didn't care. Yeah. It was very...
It was just white noise at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just... It was hard to deal with.
Yeah.
I had a really good time on last week's episode, so thanks.
I liked it, all right. Yeah.
Sure you did.
I thought it was informative.
You're
full. We did talk about a lot of games on that one. Not so much on this one.
That's okay. This one's
really entertaining. Had I beaten Wolfenstein really before last week's episode, or did I beat that after?
I have no idea if you beat
that. That is my second favorite game of this year.
Really?
You finally finished that game?
You were almost finished with it. Yes. You actually mentioned it, so
I
yeah.
I can tell you about it. Yeah. I finished it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Good ending?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That game, like, dude, that game is like $20 to $30 all day, every day.
Yeah.
Play that fucking video game.
What was good about it?
It's one of the most diverse shooters I've ever played in my life. There are long stretches in that game, like sometimes hours at a time, where you don't even have a gun, but it's fucking awesome.
Interesting.
Because you get, it's like stealth sequences,
right?
Except you can play stealth sequences like I play them,
yeah.
And you're just straight knife out hustling a guy. Like, ah! It's fucking great!
You know, stealth.
Yeah!
Oh, stealth! Instead in a room full of dead bodies covered in blood. Stealth! In front of cameras.
Oh, the great thing is... Like, fucking, I just started getting super creative with the way that I would murder people later on. Like, you're just straight hustling into a room, and you learn the guard patterns, and hit duck, and you'll slide on your knees, and then you just like, ah! And fucking stab a guy right in his neck. It's so great!
I love that your definition of stealth is stabbing the dudes in the throat before they yell for help.
Fuck yeah!
People with security cameras watching you going, it's watching you run around covered in blood screaming.
What is this maniac?
Getting ready for your, like,
caught in him
your fucking still, parkour stab.
It's still Nazis, right? So
it's all Nazis.
Yeah, it's like post-World War II Nazis.
Okay.
The beginning, the opening of the game, the prologue of this game is like two hours long.
Really?
And it's all like 1945.
Sure. Old school.
Era zombie shit. Well... You end up going into a coma.
Yeah.
You
wake up. And
you wake up at the beginning of the first chapter. It's many years later. It's like the late 60s.
Right.
Which is why, like, everybody was super confused when they were showing the trailers. Because they were playing all this Jimi Hendrix music. And you're like, I thought these were fucking Nazis. It's because...
Yeah.
And that's how they end up with all these robots and shit.
Right. Gotcha,
And I love the way that game... I won't go into too much detail... I love the way that this game weaves its story. Mm-hmm. Especially in Wolfenstein and a lot of other fiction, like, you know, even Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, a lot of mysticism is tied to Nazis.
Right, yeah.
Because always. They were looking for all these weird artifacts.
They were,
and
shit. Yeah. There was a few generals that were actually, like, interested in the occult and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Well, that's kind of cool, is that you actually find out that it's not mysticism.
Yeah, it's just...
It's technology.
Right. So they're...
That all this, like, weird Nazi bullshit was never the occult. That was a fucking smokescreen.
Really?
It was all, like, the ancient Hebrew fucking people had technology.
Interesting.
And they just hid it.
Huh.
And it's finding all these old artifacts. It's very fucking cool.
That
this game
awesome.
It's great. You go to the motherfucking moon.
Not like Eric.
You make it all the way there. You don't go to the upper atmosphere, Eric. Go all the way to the moon.
About to bring that back again, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
100% that game is, if it wasn't for Forza Horizon 2, which is currently my game of the year, that is...
Yeah.
That's right up there.
Yeah.
Right. I continue to really be a big advocate of that game, and it is a first-person shooter in the way that first-person shooters used to be.
Yeah.
That is like 16, 17 hours long.
Right.
That is a long game, and it is difficult, and it is satisfying, and it is...
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Play that game.
It does look pretty fun. We do have a Let's Play of that.
It's got a weird sense of humor to it. Like, it's got a weird, almost self-seriousness to parts of it.
Right.
But when you are... fucking jamming your thumbs into the eye sockets of a fucking Nazi and
hard to
and busting his head against a wall until brains shoot out. That game's fucking great.
Got love killing Nazis.
That's just your inner Jew coming out, is it?
Well, I think anybody's pretty okay with killing Nazis.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure I have inner and outer Jew. It's just kind of all over.
It's just kind of all over, yeah.
It's all over Jew.
It's kind of brutal. Kind of brutal.
So, is that it?
Well, you know, he's down. You're downloading. You're looking forward to Sunset Overdrive. That's happening. Yeah. That's that game looks fun as hell. I would love
Titanfall Season Pass is $8.25. Thinking about buying it.
Really? You didn't really like that game, did you?
Yeah, but it's $8.25.
But it's I don't really care about it.
I don't care for it. I'm not going to probably
play
it, but $8.25.
$8.25 for a season pass? Not bad. Not too bad.
No two shabs.
But yeah. So yeah.
Put that down, Eric.
We had a,
I'm just looking at it.
You're going to start to try to put it together.
No,
and you're
going
to lose all the pieces like a three-year-old.
I'm going to get you one of your own, okay?
No, I'm just holding it, okay? He thinks I'm going to put together his fucking Ecto-1. Like Ecto-1, I'm not going to do it. It's yours. I'm not going to ruin that.
Put it away,
I'm not a monster.
You were the one who was trying to convince me to let you put it together on the stream.
No, I wanted you to put it together on the stream, or we could put it together as a group.
We're going to do it together.
But no.
As a family.
But you were grumpy hoss when we were here because you were full of Monster Energy drink and no food.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is drinking Monsters.
I was full of Monster Energy drink and shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
You're drinking Monsters, bitching, and texting.
So much shame.
Playing threes.
Well, yeah. It was just, I think reality was setting in at that point. Because I remember when I first got here, you looked at Gus and said, "What hour are we in?" And it was like, "Oh, we're about hour six into this." And you just like, just shake your head like we have so further to go.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I resent anyone who's got a problem with the way that I acted on that stream.
I have no problem.
Because I was barely fucking holding it together. For the kids.
For the children.
For the kids.
I tuned in. Your spirits were kind of up towards the end when you were just like zoning out on Peggle. I noticed
the Peggle
that.
Zone out.
Peggle, like, that zinned you so much. You were just kind of like, alright, cool.
Well, I might be
Peggle for the end of the stream.
I had gotten so frustrated because in the, like, hour and a half before that, I played Forza Horizon 2, and I was too tired. My response time was just way too far off.
Right.
And I kept losing races that I'm like, I know I should be winning these races.
Right, yeah.
And
that's upsetting.
Like, I don't lose at Forza, right? I don't lose. And so I was super frustrated by that. And then I played Guacamelee for about an hour and a half.
Right.
And I was doing pretty well.
Right.
But I got to this puzzle where it just required way too much dexterity, and I was like, I gotta turn this off. I died like five times and went, yeah, that's enough of that.
All right, then.
So then I ended up playing Peggle, and I found out that, like, this doesn't require any of my mental faculties. Bink, 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 bink. And then when you fucking get that last peg and it starts playing the Ode to Joy, you're like, yes!
It is very, as you said on the quick review you had of it, it's positive reinforcement.
The video game.
And it was kind of what you needed to, like, sober up at the end.
It is a warm hug.
Yeah.
From, like, that neighbor that, like, could have, you know, she was almost like a mother figure to you, but you would have plowed her.
Been there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think we've all experienced that one, right?
It's like, you know, she's like kind of motherly to me, but like she's got some nice tits.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
Well, there you go. So yeah, the live stream went great.
I would love that to be a back of the box quote for Peggle.
You think so?
It's Peggle? Like a warm hug. ... Great tits.
You skipped all the important parts that are connected.
It's like a warm hug. Great
tits. David Rocky, videodestruct.com. Submit that in for Peggle 3, would you?
whenever they put Peggle 2 in a box, man, that's
right.
Gotta be one of the box quotes.
There you go.
Oh, dude, we could just print our own.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We could just print our own.
Name of this podcast.
Oh, shit.
Great
tits. The podcast.
I think the name of this podcast should be Peggle 2 Box Quotes.
Yeah, Peggle 2 Box Quotes.
Video Destruct episode 22 or whatever.
Have you guys noticed? Peggle 2 Box Quotes. Have you guys noticed that I never use the titles that you guys suggest because
it's a shame.
I always forget what you guys say and I don't feel like listening through to the point where
fair
you
enough.
Said it.
It's dot 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 great tits. All
right, it's around the 50s.
Name a podcast. I didn't realize.
You know how many hits we're gonna get?
Dude, I did realize something the other day that we might need to fucking address.
What's that?
You know we're not flagged as a fucking parental advisory podcast.
We're not? I could have swore I put that said adult content on that checkbox.
I don't think we are.
Okay, well, I'll check it.
Because I'm like, man, somebody from Apple listens to this, man. We're fucking off iTunes, man.
I could have swore I checked that. I'll have to go back and check it.
I just think back and laugh when we started this adventure almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And I sat down and I said, hey, you might have to censor some of the words I say. And you're like, no, there will be no cussing on this podcast. And we will be a family-friendly show. And then two shows later, fuck shit, damn, great tits.
I don't remember that being a thing. But
that was definitely a thing.
I didn't want cursing when we first started this.
Okay, yeah.
But I just kind of, I wanted this to be a little bit more professional.
Sorry.
And I just kind of remembered that, like, I'm a horrible person.
Who raised a bunch of money for Co-Savers Children.
Dot, dot, dot. Great tips.
Great tips. Yeah.
Hits we would get off that?
Yeah. Probably for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
They'd come to it and go, oh, it's audio? So is it just like... Just the sound of them slapping together.
I think half the people we get would be fucking looking for that Al Pacino heat line where he's like, she's got a great ass!
I'll take all the hits I can take. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to download that sucker? But yeah, I think it's going to wrap this one up. The live stream went great. We raised $1,365
and something 70 cents.
Don't look at me.
It was $1,365, I believe. It was a really good stream. We hit the first goal of 1,000. You guys hit that goal at like the hour 6. It was really quick.
Don't look at me.
We were right here when we announced that. Like, you were here.
He really wasn't here. He was texting.
No. I played games for 24 hours. Like, I have no idea what I said. Like, I actually went through that and kind of skimmed through on Monday.
Right.
Just to kind of see some of the shit I said. And I was like, I have no recollection of this.
Of saying that at all?
Oh, I... although... You know, I do recommend, it's in our Halo 4 stream. It's in the jungle level. I want you to go back and find this bit.
Okay, I'm going to go through that whole thing.
Gus had never heard my Bill Cosby before.
He'd never heard your Bill Cosby before.
And I gave him and Tyler about 20 minutes of Bill Cosby.
And they killed
him. At that time, it was the funniest thing. I was laughing at my own jokes. I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not one of those guys who laughs at his own jokes, but God, I was rolling on the floor. I was like, I'm just going to keep talking like Bill Cosby.
You're trying to tell me, Neo.
If I had to do over again, I'd tell him to take that red pill and shove it up his ass. And I just kept thinking about different lines. I was like, don't worry, Neo. Nobody makes the first jump. And it is, like, it was worth it. Oh, like, that whole, like, after we did that, like, after I got that good of a laugh out of that dumb shit, out of those stupid assholes, like, this whole stream was worth it.
This whole stream was worth it. Well, there you go.
The world has heard my Bill Cosby impression now. It's worth it.
The highlight of it will be up on our YouTube.
I want that whole super cut.
That's going super cut. The Bill Cosby cut's going up on the YouTube channel, so... there you go.
Bill Cosby goes to Supercuts.
That about does it for this asinine edition of the Video Destruct podcast.
We're talking about video games and great tits.
Kind of. Like, we'll see you next time.